It's time to start here.
At the time, most people hadn't even heard of personal computing, let alone the internet. And here was Doug Engelbart demonstrating the ancestors of tools like Skype and screen sharing and Google Doc editing in the 1960s.
She's adorable. She's humongous. And I love her. And June might be it, people. June might be the time that our baby is on display at the zoo.
D'Angelo drove to the mansion in Rancho Santa Fe that had served as the home for the members of Heaven's Gate. When he arrived, he found the back door of the mansion had been intentionally left open. What he found inside was a nightmare.
This is WVXU's new Discovery podcast called Start Here, a brief sample of the over 300,000 and growing podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge. I'll be your PJ, your podcast jockey, sampling the latest and greatest podcasts and episodes. So think of Start Here as your go-to place to hear a quick sample of some of our favorite new and up-and-coming podcasts and episodes. And to keep it simple and not use too much of your time, we're going to focus on just three podcasts in each episode. Two from the rapidly expanding national podcast scene, and one from the rich and ever-growing creative community right here in Cincinnati in the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast charts, a brief review of the movers and shakers on the podcast version of the old Billboard 100. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorites at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Most of all, this is a work in progress, so we need your feedback and your help. So please consider becoming a curator at large with us. If you have a favorite podcast, a specific episode you liked, or a collection of episodes or ideas, email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call and leave us a voicemail. That number is 513-294-8030. 513-294-8030. Okay, let's start here. One of the longest running and most successful podcasts was introduced in 2009, initially as a collaboration between the San Francisco chapter of the American Institute of Architects and a local Bay Area public radio station. Originally started as a series of architecture minutes, the show quickly morphed into stories about how good design, and particularly those that are unnoticed and almost invisible, impact our daily lives. Here's a sample of what's now known as 99% Invisible, and an episode uncovering the remarkable story of computer visionary Doug Engelbart, giving what's come to be known as the mother of all demos in 1967.
I need to know what terminal you're on, Bill.
13.
Okay. I'd like to have him see my text. And so this special thing, if I label 13, will switch over, so on his display he sees my text, so I'll execute it, and sure enough it does. But what's that running around? Well, if he's looking at my text, he'd like to have something to say about it.
The reason people call it the mother of all demos is that in it, Engelbart showed the world so many revolutionary ideas. The mouse, of course, but also a bunch of things that didn't catch on until decades later. At the time, most people hadn't even heard of personal computing, let alone the internet. And here was Doug Engelbart demonstrating the ancestors of tools like Skype and screen sharing and Google Doc editing in the 1960s.
Despite all of this, by the early 1970s, Engelbart's lab ran out of funding to continue his research. And meanwhile, another computer visionary had entered the scene, one that, unlike Doug Engelbart, you've probably heard of, a guy by the name of Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs was never satisfied with the first or the second or even the 10th pass at making something simple.
That's Larry Tesler, who worked at Apple from 1980 to 1997 as VP and chief scientist.
No matter how simple you made it, he would come and say, "That's pretty good, but I think you can make it simpler than that." And then he would leave us like, "Well, how?" Once in a while, he would make a suggestion, but usually he just walked away and we had to figure out a way to make it simpler.
When Jobs showed Engelbart the brand new Apple computer, Christina said that her dad responded like this.
My dad said, "Well, gee, what about communication to the networking?
In other words, document sharing, video chatting, and all the collaborative stuff that Engelbart was excited about. For Engelbart, collaboration was the most important thing. Computers needed to connect. But for Jobs, at this point anyway, simplicity was key.
And Steve said, oh no, you don't need that. Everything you need should be on your desk. A personal computer is all you need.
99% Invisible. The podcast is hosted by Ohio native and TED talker Roman Mars. And it's one of the first we posted on our directory, Podcast Central, on WVXU.org. Well, recently, we added the podcast Sword and Scale to our podcast directory. Sword and Scale uncovers the dark underworld of crime and the criminal justice system's response to it. And even though we added it recently, the podcast is just over 3 years old. Host Mike Baudet takes you beyond the news clips and the sensationalist headlines to give you the whole story and deeper insight into the cases it covers. Here's a sample from a recent episode marking the 20th anniversary of the Heaven's Gate cult.
On March 26th, 1997, Rio D'Angelo received a package in the mail. In it were a set of videotapes containing what the group referred to as exit videos. There was also a note notifying D'Angelo that by the time he got this package, the group had exited their vehicles. With his former boss, D'Angelo drove to the mansion in Rancho Santa Fe that had served as the home for the members of Heaven's Gate. D'Angelo, who was a former member, already knew what to expect, but he had to confirm. When he arrived, he found the back door of the mansion had been intentionally left open. What he found inside was a nightmare. This is Dr. Benjamin E. Zeller. He's an associate professor of religion at Lake Forest College, and he wrote the book, Heaven's Gate, America's UFO Religion.
So, I mean, I can tell you, sir, my perspective is I work from the perspective of an American religious historian. So I study everything from the foundations of the religious culture here with the Puritans and the Pilgrims and such to contemporary new religious movements and everything in between. So for me, Heaven's Gate, while it's a fascinating story and while the sort of the strangeness of all the sort of events surrounding the suicide are in and of themselves interesting, I see it as part of an unfolding story of American religious history. And while they are weird, they're not actually that weird compared to some other stuff which has happened in terms of American religious history. So for me, I really see my job as understanding them within the context of all of these new and interesting groups which have emerged over the past couple hundred years here. But, you know, I think also part of my job in terms of having studied this group is as almost a translator to try to explain how this might have made sense to people, because it does look so strange, particularly from the outside.
When you talk about Heaven's Gate, for most of us that remember the story from back then, almost an immediate mental picture emerges, and it's that of that camera going from room to room of that house, mm-hmm. capturing the images mm-hmm. of human body after human body.
Yeah. That's funny. I actually thought you were going to go with the image of Marshall Herf Applewhite, because that's the other image which we have. So I'd say that the two big images, are of that, the crime scene, so to speak, sort of the bodies in their purple shrouds, you know, lying on their bunk beds with the roll of quarters next to them, all of these elements. And the other image is of Applewhite, the leader of the movement, giving sort of his videotaped sort of final sermons, which they propagated online and on physical videotape.
A snippet from Mike Baudet and the podcast Sword and Scale. Rolling Stone calls it one of the most singular, visceral podcasts around. It's very well produced, with a narrative that's designed to leave a lasting impression. It's now in its fourth season, but new to WVXU's Podcast Central. On our local podcast spotlight today, we feature our friends at WCPO-TV, 9 on Your Side. They produce a regular podcast called Here Cincinnati, H-E-A-R. Sound familiar? It's a behind-the-scenes look at some of the biggest stories on the air. Let's listen in briefly on a recent episode of Here Cincinnati with digital editors Max Alter, Megan Wesley, Chris Riva, and Lucy May talking about Lucy's love for the Cincinnati Zoo's baby hippo, Fiona.
Well, what I was really looking for was a weight update. And on the 11th, the zoo announced she's closing in on 150 pounds.
Oh, yeah. My.
And she is drinking 64 ounces of formula 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Think about that in relation to a baby.
Picture. You're looking at the bottle picture.
I'm looking at the bottle picture. She's adorable. She's humongous, and I love her. And the big news, my favorite news story, is it net time now to talk about my favorite news story?
It.
Okay,
it's
I'm sorry. June might be it, people. June might be the time that our baby is on display at the zoo. And I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I want it to happen. I want it to be June. I want
to
be there.
I'm excited to see her.
Will there be campouts outside the zoo?
You probably will not be allowed. You're going to be on some type of watch list.
No, I was going to say, they need to give you a sneak peek because you're her biggest fan.
Well, I just feel like there are so many people who could claim that. And I feel like if anybody's going to get in there first from WCPO, it's going to be Emily.
Yeah, she might come after you if you got in there first.
What? It should be you. I'm going to go on the record
both of
right
you,
now.
A reporter and a photographer. Michelle Curley.
Yes.
Let us in.
And I would sing to her no matter how humiliating it was. You
what
know,
song?
I would. Are you unaware?
he doesn't
Mr.
know.
Reba.
You
Mr.
have to
Reba.
Sing it again.
No. Please, no.
I have written the lyrics to a song that I like to call Team Fiona using the tune of My Sharona. Oh. And Burton Avare, one of the founding members of the Knack, which of course, and he was a co-writer of the song My Sharona, which was a number one international hit in 1979, which is the third week in a row I've mentioned this.
I know.
I've
been on assignment too long.
Yes.
This is awesome.
This is awesome. He and I have been corresponding on the Twitter, and he has worked out a deal to allow us to use the tunage to record this song. We are in high stakes negotiations to make this happen.
That's Lucy May with host Max Alter from Nine on Your Side's podcast here, Cincinnati. And that's our local podcast spotlight this week. Check it out now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And time now to check out the week's most popular podcasts on the Apple iTunes charts, as rated by iTunesChart.net. And the amazing story about John B. McLemore in Woodstock, Alabama, continues its domination. S-Town has been number one for over 50 days, followed closely this week by its parent, This American Life. The next position is the newest podcast from Crooked Media. They're the people that bring you Pod Save America, Pod Save the World, and Love It or Leave It. They all have something to do with politics, and the latest, Pod Save the People, jumps to the top right after its first full episode debuted a week ago. Pod Save the People is hosted by organizer and activist D. Ray McKesson, who will take you inside conversations about culture, social justice, and politics by exploring history, language, and people who are shaping the struggle for progress, and talking about the steps that each of us can take to make a difference. That's the new podcast, Pod Save the People, on the top of the iTunes chart. And that wraps up our latest episode of Start Here, WVXU's new Discovery podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, be sure to check out our Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And for more podcast samples like this, check out NPR's The Big Listen featuring Laura Ober. Through interviews, listener recommendations, show snippets, and more, The Big Listen introduces you to podcasts you might never have heard of. Also, for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Tell Me a Story, Feast for Your Ears, Geek It Out. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us, podcast@wvxu.org, or call 513-294-8030. And we'll add your voice to ours. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.